So let's just summarize quickly what they did yesterday. So basically, you have a case here is that if you have matzah mar together nowadays, so the matzah is the rice, so the mar is the rabbanon. So the matzah, the tam of the mar is, at least according to Rashi, the tam of the mar is a very strong taste, and it's going to be mevatel the tam of the matzah. So basically, you're not going to be yotzei. Okay? Now, the question is, but hold on a second. Do you need tam of matzah? So what, you don't taste the matzah? Big deal. And so, in fact, it's open gemara that if you swallow matzah without any taste, you're yotzei. And if you swallow matzah, even worse, if you swallow matzah and mara together, you're also yotzei the matzah. You're yotzei the matzah. So, isn't that open contradiction? I mean, here you tell me that mara is about the matzah, and then you see it's an open case. You have to swallow matzah and mara together. Yotzei the matzah, because you don't need to taste it. And you're not yotzei the mara, because you need to taste it. So it's an open problem. So Tosa says, no. Tosa's on the other page says that, you only say bittol when you chew it. When you chew it, the tam is mixed together. Okay?
So the case over there is swallowed.
The case over there is when you swallow it all, yeah, without chewing it. So then there's no bittol. But here, it's talking about where you chew it. Okay? So the question is, but who cares if tam is mixed and whatever? You don't have to taste matzah. You simply, there's no halacha that you have to taste matzah, so who cares? Like,
right.
So he said that really, it's not halacha that you need to taste matzah. But the halacha is you have to have an amais achilas matzah. Okay. So if you swallow it, so you don't need it. You don't need taste. Taste apparently isn't a necessary component for achila. Okay, but that doesn't mean that if you involve taste, it's not part of achila. Whereas it's true, it's not necessary. If you minus it out, then it's still achila. But it doesn't mean when it exists, that's not a major component of the activity. It is a component. So the thing is like this, is that when you eat matzah and mara together and you chew it, so now basically you're involved in one eating experience. Okay, because you're chewing it, so everything mixes all together. But the question is, what's the definition of that activity? So he says is that since the mara is a stronger tam, and it's may overpower the tam matzah, so the tam matzah is going to become null. So therefore, the achila is going to be characterized by the primary tam, by the mara. So it's going to be defined as ma'aseh achilas mara, so you're not yotzei. Okay, but if you swallow them, so then when you're swallowing them, then you can't say there's no overpowering. Then basically, you're involved simultaneously, and it's like two actions that happen to be taking place simultaneously. There's no relationship between the two. So then, yeah, you're eating matzah, you're eating mara. Okay, and you don't need taste, so therefore it's fine. So it's not pshat that you're not tasting matzah. It's not because you have to taste matzah. You don't have to taste matzah. But the thing is, when you do taste it, so then that component, that of the taste, will be the mevara, so to speak, of what's the character of the activity. And there's a stronger taste, the mar will be mevatel. Okay? That was the first thing. So then we said, alright, so if that's the case, then why is this, what does it have anything to do with mitzvos mevatel zuazu?
Right.
And let's say, for instance, back in the day, when they're deraisa, when they were both deraisa, then you had no problem. You had no problem, because they're both deraisa. So, according to Hillel, mitzvos are not mevatel zuazu. So right. Therefore there's no problem. Because yeah, but it's still the same problem. Same exact problem is that the tam of the mar is still going to overpower the tam of the matzah. So how could you have the discrepancy whether it's mitzvah or something? What kind of rule is this? Mitzvah and mitzvah. So I mean, if there's a logic of bittul, then it should apply whether the mitzvah or not mitzvahs, right?
Anyway,
and also why the mix? What's the difference? I mean, mitzvah's mitzvah. Why is it that if they're the same level? Right, we have to explain that also. But more primarily, I think, is what's the deal altogether? How do you just get out of bittul because they're both mitzvahs? Who cares? Okay.
Okay. Your question is.
So for that, we said that there's a difference between when do you have bittul is when you have like a clash. Like do you have an achila which is a clash? Is this an achila of mitzvah or is it an achila of rishas? Okay, it's a clash. What's the character of the achila? Okay, and when, in such an instance, when you have a clash, it can't be both. They're opposites. So how do you resolve the clash? So you use tam. Tam is the which is the primary component. The achila, the tam, is going to define that you have mitzvah and mitzvah. Okay, so then there's no clash. Then basically it's an achila of mitzvah. Two types, two mitzvahs. There's the two. This is what Hillel holds is that mitzvah involves a zu means that there's no problem that it will simply be an achilas matzah mara. They're not contradictory. They can simply coexist. It's an action of achilas shayim because they're likes. They're likes. So they said they could resolve themselves into one achila of shayim. Okay. So now it's an achilas shayim. Now you don't taste the matzah. Who cares if you don't taste the matzah? There's no halacha. You have to taste the matzah. You know what I mean? But the only time you say mevatlos is when you have two conflicting definitions. Is it a maisa achilas or a mitzvah? Or is it a maisa achilas or a shus? Those are two different essences. So now how are you going to resolve it? It can't be both. So what is it? So then the Tom will weigh the scales and say, well, the one which is stronger, that's going to do it. So therefore the mara is going to win out. Okay? That's what we said. For that side. For the side of Mrs. Aim mevatlos is still. We still haven't explained the slide who says Mrs. Armavalasusa and what's not Machlokas. That we haven't explained. By the way, there's the same sheet that the Gemara in Zvachim said. What is it? Is it pickle or is it nosa? It's the two could resolve together. What is it? It's an achila, pickle, or nosa. Then there's the two, just like you say, it seems like you lashana. And it's a similar level there. And also, it's like that the Rabbanon negative deraisa. It's like, I think when I saw this, I saw this in someone, that a deraisa negative derabbanon, or the Rabban said it in the Machamas. But a deraisa negative derabbanon, the Rabbanon is like a Rashas. So the question now is, what's the machlokas now? What's the machlokas about whether you say Mizamalzu or Mizamalzu? Because this is Hillel. And it seems like this is not so simple. There's room to argue. And the Gemara seems to indicate that there are those who argue.
In the case of arguing, it's Deraisa.
Yeah, even Deraisa, Deraisa, right, exactly. But Deraisa and Deraisa. So could you say, let's take Matzah Mar as an example. Okay? Matzah Mar. So if you eat them together, they're both Deraisa. Do you say that they blend together and there's no Betel? Or you say, no, there is Betel. Right? Or by Yeser, you have the same question. Pickle and Osar, eat them together. Do you say that basically it's an Achil of both? Or you say, no, the majority one really knocks out the other one. Okay, I want to do this in two steps. Well, the first step is, I want to define. Okay, define the question. And maybe we'll go a step further. Okay, the question is like this, is that Bittul, the premise is that Bittul needs a clash. Okay, and you can't have, Bittul needs, you have a clash, and one has to win out over the other. Okay, and the question is there a clash? When you have matzah and mar, let's say, both the raisa.
You eat or you swallow?
You chew. Okay, now the question is like this, is that there's two ways to look at these things. Do you look at it as matzah and mar? Okay, do you look at them as particular mitzvah, the mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah, the mitzvah saseh of mar, or whatever. Mar is really just a kim and pat, whatever, a kim and pat, okay? Or do you say no? That you don't look at it as like the conceptual definition of the thing in particular, but you say it's mitzvah and mitzvah. In other words, you look at it insofar as the system is concerned. Okay, insofar as the system is concerned, matzah and marah are accidentally differentiated. Okay, there's mitzvah. Mitzvah, there are two instances of mitzvah. You know what I mean? Or do you look at it in terms of their themselves? Intrinsically, what are they? This is matzah, this is marah. They're two different entities. There's mitzvah, matzah, mitzvah, marah.
Can you just character of mitzvah, I say?
Well, yeah, right. Like, do you look at it, or like in a sir also, do you look at it and say that you have pigol and nosar? Pigol and nosar are two totally different things. You do kachur, and they have absolutely nothing to do with one another. One's leftovers and one's pigol, or one's machshava. I mean, right. They have nothing to do with one another. As essences in their own right, there's nothing in common. Matzah and marah. Matzah is a bread, and marah is a herb. I mean, well, they have nothing to do with one another. I mean, what are they? They're different. They're two totally different things. And in that framework, there's no combination of matzah and mara. There's two totally different things. There's matzah and mara. There's no combination of pigol and osar. There's no middle ground. They're two different essences. But do you look at them insofar as the system is concerned? Pigol and osar, although they're different essences, the Torah has a system called machalos asuros. Okay? And in that system, there are two instances of this the Torah's plan of restricting your achilas, let's say. Okay? Two instances of that system. Where the Torah has an idea of mitzvah sachila. It wants to involve your achila, raise it to the level of mitzvah. And there are two instances of that, are matzah and marah. So their existence, insofar as the system is concerned, is really just indifferent in detail, so to speak. They're just instances. But if you look at them, not from the larger perspective of the system, but from the smaller local perspective, so then you say matzah and marah are two totally different things. Okay, so if you look at it from the system's perspective, then you say they're two instances. So they're not matzah; they form a union. They're basically two mitzvahs. So there's a mitzvah sandwich. I'm eating two mitzvahs. But if you look at them as being in the realm of the particular, so matzah and maror are opposites. I mean, they're not opposites. They're totally differentiated. So you can't. There's no middle ground between the two. They're two totally different essences. So therefore, they're going to have to be bittul. Which one's going to be matzah? Which is the stronger tam? It's a first step. Okay, I'm defining more than giving why you'd say one or why you'd say the other. But there are two different perspectives of defining the activities. In one of them, you're going to come out with the result of bittul. In the other one, you're not going to come out with the result of bittul. I think that even though you may not be satisfied yet, I still think in methodology, I think it's a good step. Because now your question is that. Instead of just the question of why is it that you'd say that mevatel zuzu or not mevatel zuzu? Now the question is why is it when you're talking about bittul, are you defining it vis-a-vis the particular institutions or vis-a-vis the larger picture? Like now that you've defined the phenomenon, now you could go a step further. You're in a better position. You know what you're thinking about now. You know what I mean? So, and even if you don't come up with that, at least you've come up with a good definition. I mean, it's still a good definition. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good idea. I mean, don't jump past that step. I mean, it is a step. Okay, I think it's a good idea to take small steps. It's a good. You end up getting there better. Okay, so now second step. Okay, good. I agree. Very good. So I agree with Michael. Is that on the surface, the side which seems to be more difficult is the side of looking at it insofar as the mitzvahs, this overarching system. I mean, why are you getting so systematic? I mean, you have matzah and you have maror. They're two different things. So why don't you be about the other? I mean, why get so broad? I mean, it's true insofar as the system at large. They share a thing in common. But they're different things. I mean, they are different things. Right? Pickle and mustard, different things. Matzah and maror, different things, right? That's what you're saying, right? Okay, I agree. So the thing is like this, is that, let's say I'll ask you a question. Is that you take some orange juice and you mix it with some apple juice. Okay? Orange juice and apple juice. Mixed together. Okay? 60-1. So do you have bittul? Or rov, how about rov? Whatever. Do you have bittul or you don't have bittul? So I'd say no.
Because you have juice.
No, I'd say because, I mean really halachically, I don't just mean like in derech mashal, talking about mashal. I mean bittul. Bittul is the concept, the halachic institution. Bittul isn't just chefs don't have bittul. I mean chefs may be based upon chefs types of phenomenon or rov. Let's say bittul for rov. Bittul for rov is a halachic mechanism, not rov mahatos. You don't say mix oranges and apple juice. There's bittul. Why is there bittul? There's no. I have a mixture of apple juice and orange juice. And forget it, it's not apple juice and orange juice. I mix apple juice and whiskey. I mean, or whatever. I mix any two things. I don't care. I mix blood and apple juice. There's not. I mean, why should there be bittul? They're two different things. It's a mixture. I mean, what's the idea of bittul is a halachic creation, so to speak. It's a halachic institution. It's a halachic mechanism. Okay. And what's the purpose of the mechanism? Why does the mechanism exist? Because like, why is there a difference? Why do I say that orange juice and apple juice, there's no bittul, but if you have, let's say, milk and orange juice, then there is a bittul.
Or
because they're halachic. Or dam and orange juice, there is bittul. Because dam is iser, has the niyog of iser, as Torah says, it's asur to eat dam. Torah says it's mutter to eat oranges, and now you have a problem. You have a mixture, and now you don't know what to do. Well, what's your niyog? Is this iser or is this hetter? Okay, so there's no reason. The institution of bittul is an institution which services niyog, so to speak. You have it's not just on the abstract substances. I mean, what's the you don't need bittul for abstract substances. There's no you don't need halacha for abstract substances. Just mixtures. You have mixtures. I don't know. So go to study mixtures. Go to a chemist. Whatever. Halacha is there because the halachic system of bittul is based upon nafkamina. It's based upon the fact that you have a davar esor and a davar hatar. You have a davar mitzvah and a davar shos. And then you have a mixture. And now the question is how do I define the mixture? So the Torah says, well, you use these principles. There's bittul v'rov, mimina, mimishenu mina, shisho, sintam, and you have all kinds of mechanisms. Okay? So the creation of the institution of bittul is a creation based upon, not based upon pigol versus nosar versus whatever, but it's isser versus hetter. That's the idea of bittul as an institution exists because of isser versus hetter.
Okay, because of the fact that there are nafkaminas, and as in so speaking, in theory, what do I care if it's pigle or it's nosar? Is it mutter or is it asar? Okay, mutter or asar? Pigle and nosar. You could argue pigle and nosar is just a mixture of oranges and apples. What's the difference? I mean, there's nosar, there's also nosar.
Are there nafkaminas?
But yeah, there could be nafkaminas, but they're accidental. Accidental. I mean, essentially, there's esar. I mean, it's true. Different isurim have different work out differently. But essentially, the idea of there's if there's machalas asuros, and then there's machalas adera, whatever machalas shalata, and the institution of bittel is based upon that discrepancy. There's mitzvah, there's mitzvah, there's rishos, there's esar, there's adera. So the question is, so that being the case, so now when it comes to bittel, do you say, since the basis of bittel is isser and atar, mitzvah and rishos, so therefore when you come to a clash and you want to know what is this thing? Is this an achila of mitzvah? You know, so you define it based upon the universal, the niyog. You base it based upon how the system, what it is vis-a-vis the system. Is it mitzvah? Is it isser? Is it rishos? Is it isser? Is it atar? Because that's the world of Bethel. That's the world which brings about Bethel. So therefore, when I have a clash, I define it vis-a-vis the system. Okay, vis-a-vis the system and their neogs. Okay, in which case I'm going to say, matzah and marble mitzvah, and it's an achilashal mitzvah. And it's either two types of mitzvah in it. But essentially, it's mitzvah because that's, mitzvah is the framework which Bethel looks at. Or do you say no? Is that it's true that the reason why Bittel is created, and the reason why Bittel is a recognized institution, is because there are nafkaminas, and because of Isser and Heter, and because of Mitzvah and Rishos, but now Bittel sets itself off like on a direct conceptual thing. You have, what is it? Now you have Pigel, and now you have Nosar, and now they are halakhic entities. It's true that their nafkaminas are Isser, but now they're differentiated conceptual substances. There's Pigel and there's Nosar. And now the rules of Bittel apply based upon what the substances are halachically. In other words, they grab hold. In other words, does Bittel grab hold of the underlying essences which exist, or do you say that since Bittel is set up, so to speak, for the Isser and Heter, therefore it views them insofar as their Isser and Heter, or as the mitzvah and Rishos. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the point here. The point is that Isser and Heter are opposites. So you can't have them coexisting. You have a mixture of the two, or you have an achila. But what is it? Mitzvah or Rishos? Isser or Heter? I mean, they're opposites. So you can't coexist. So now you have to have a resolution. So Torah will create a resolution. Pittel. But let's say Pigle and Osir. You don't need a resolution. It could be a mixture of Pigle and Osir. It's an achila of both. And it's both properties. There's no problem with that. It's both properties. And if you have eight enough of two kazes, then you got two machios or whatever. Since they're both instances of machalos asuros, there's no problem to say that it'll have two properties in the same thing. Like, even though but you could argue that once the Torah set up an institution called Bittel, so it will relate to things and it will apply to anything which comes into the eyes of halacha. And therefore, you have pigle and nosar, and you have a contradiction, or you have a clash, or you have one mixture, and you want to know what is it. So you apply the rule of Bittel, because Bittel is now an institution which runs free in the halakh system. Or you say no, that since the institution was set up to resolve the necessary clash of Isser and Heter, of mitzvah and rishos, so therefore it's limited, and that's the way it views objects. It kind of takes objects in those categories. Doesn't extend to like an intrinsic structure of a bittel, intrinsic law that just now applies across the board. You know, it just relates to objects in the realm in which it was created for. So the thing is, Isser bittel was created for Isser Atar, for mitzvah rishon, to resolve certain kinds of problems. The question is now, was it its existence relegated to that sphere, and it always works insofar as Isser versus Heter, or Mitzvah versus Rishos? Or do you say no? Is that's why it was created, but it's given existence intrinsically, and now it has its own independent existence, which it's a rule for resolving mixtures. And you have a mixture of pickle and also it applies also, because the rule was given existence halachically, and it extends now to anywhere where it could be applied. Or do you say no? It's relegated to its underlying nature, which it was created for. Alright? This is a universal question. It's a universal question. But it's in Bittel. It's a question in Bittel. and it's about, this is the nafkamina, when you're dealing with mitzvahs, malas or zuhur, it's
appropriate.
It seems like it's the appropriate natural question. So why? You know what I mean? It's not, so it is a big question, but this is a big question, you know what I mean? I mean, any case you're going to come up with when you're going to have Isser and Isser or Mitzvah and Mitzvah, that is this question. So, I mean, so we're looking through the Shabbat of David, who's a Talmud of the Ramban. Okay? It's good to use on Pesachim. Okay? So, first of all, on Pesachim, there aren't that many Rishonim. It's hard to find Rishonim talking in Pesachim because, even though you're swan. So here's the deal. So here's another problem. Another problem which is referenced. I looked at the Gemara in Zvachim, and the Gemara there in Zvachim references the B'kiva Eger references a problem like Gemara Menachos. Okay, the Gemara Shas. But basically, you have a case.
Solid.
Cases in Menachos. It's Tos Menachos Chaf Beis and Beis. It's a short one. It's a nice little problem, but I think it's important. It's an important question. But he says basically you have a problem because you have in the Avodas Yom Kippurim you mix the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer. Okay. You mix them, right? And then you bring, right? You're familiar with this? You mix together Dan Par and Dan Masayer and the Vodas Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you mix it in the basin, and whatever, right? So the thing is that everyone knows that a Par has more blood than a Sayer. So why don't you say that the Dan Par should be Vatal the Dan Sayer?
Nice question.
Right? Simple question.
Nice.
Right, the world. It's been Bimino, right? So no, that's not the Ruki Vega. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, you see, there's two answers. One of them is min b'mino is not batal, because they're both dam. Therefore, right, there's one type of a solution. The other solution is because olin are mevatan zasa. They're both ola, the carbon ola. And olin are not mevatal each other. Okay? Olas are mevatal. So the Gemara, so Tosas asks, he says, what do you have to tell me because olas are mevatal one another? Why not just say because mitzvahs are mevatal one another?
I say.
Yeah, when you say they're both mitzvahs, there's a dhamma on that, yeah. Right? You don't have to make a new. You know why make a new principle that olas tosim minav stabeis and mabeis is top tosim mekan. Yes, and he says, and you see that, for instance, it even applies to isser. You can extend Gemara even extends it not only from mitzvahs even to isurim. So you can't say it's like specifically matzah and mara or something, you know, whatever. I mean, you see, it's a pretty broad principle here. So I mean, why not just say the same thing? Is that by dam they're both, but there it's really mitzvahs. I mean, they're two dam shel mitzvah. So what do you have to? How do you have a right to say olas are mevatal to one another? Just use the regular principle. So it says the answer is v'shema legabe achila shiny. Maybe eating is different. The only time you say mitzvahs are not mevatal to one another is by eating.
Really
can't necessarily extend that principle to beyond achila. Beyond achila, and therefore you have to make recourse to a new principle of olas not mevatal to one another.
That's all kinds of trouble.
Pretty strange, right?
Interesting.
Pretty
theory.
Strange. So that's a problem, right? That's a problem. What's the deal? I only achila, right? That's a problem. I mean, that's a problem. Although it's, you know, you see it, although it's like a tosis, it's a random tosis, and whatever, you know, you never find it. But you got us there. But it does point out, I think, that we don't really have a full grasp on this again.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not just like a question. Why is it? You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't. You know, like, there's something missing here. Something's missing. You know what I mean? It's a good kasha because it shows you. You can't just overlook it. I think once you see the tosis, you can't just ignore it. I mean,
so you gotta go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. You have to go back to the drawing board. You know. So that's okay. So I guess we'll try to do Reina David. Try to do that. And I guess after that, I don't know if we'll do it all tomorrow. But then we'll go from the Gemara.